Salud.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming, Heton, in light. Blessings upon you ones. I don't usually like to start with such religious hocus pocus as what is given to you from the pulpits, because it lacks sincerity in its reproduction. But I want you to know that you are blessed. And in my sight, you are more blessed than anybody else. We have a mammoth job to be done. It's getting done. I welcome you ones who would come and join with us in this place. I want Brent and Teresa to know that I'm honored and I'm pleased to have you home.
We're honored and pleased to be here.
I want Ed to know how much we appreciate having him here. Boxes and all. And just as soon as you're moved in and settled, please ask me to come visit.
By all means.
Not before. You've tried that on me before. Why don't you just take these? And I said, you know where to put them. I'd like to mention a few things before we get into any questions and answers this day. And then, of course, the floor will be open. Please, because the quality of the tapes apparently is so much better for those ones who can't be with us. And it's perfectly fine if ones cannot be with us. It's a little bit different if you just don't want to bother to come over on an afternoon, because these are the times that we can share information of current and necessary input. All of you should be questioning what happened 2 days ago. I wanted to let you know that you're not out of the woods yet with that satellite they're playing with. They didn't launch the satellite, precious ones, until day before yesterday. And simultaneously, they launched, I would guess, some 23 others from various parts around the globe, at the same basic rendezvous point, so that the cosmospheres would be unable to discern which one is the one they really needed to take out. They have put the instrument, which I call the instrument of death, into an orbit where computerized triggering can be had, and it will be put on into a higher orbit in a day or so. They're hoping to make their big splash today. I guess it's splashdown. We won't pay too much attention to it. It is amazing to me that you can sing the Star Spangled Banner and change your costume 8 times in a tiny space, and you cannot yet stand up without flying around the room. This is part of the lie. Why would you go into space when you can do all these wondrous things on the ground much better? It isn't just to strip you of billions of dollars. It's to achieve ends that will destroy your world as you know it. This is serious time, very, very serious time. If, in fact, the efforts of these multiple systems that they have put up simultaneously probably these all will not be taken out because they are going to be set to release a power surge against the photon belt. I, for one, hope it works. We need more time. I don't know how to convince you of the seriousness. Most of the ones listening are already serious enough about it. And what would you do other than what you're doing? Well, you're going to keep those glasses handy because if they ignite the radioactive belt, it's going to hurt your eyes. The other may or may not damage, depending on how you handle it. And of course, the uppermost thing in our mind is what will happen with those photons and that entire belt. You see, ones don't seem to truly get a picture even after you read it, even after you question it, even after you interrogate me. It is a part of the orbiting system of Pleiades. The entire mammoth structure of Pleiades, or the central sun, goes through this photon belt, depending on the area or the closeness to Alcyon of the orbit of the system, depends on how many years. And then, of course, when you get into the inner system, there is only light all the time, forever. So we have an interesting set of occurrences coming up. Everybody wants new information from Hatton, and when you get it, nobody can handle it. That cannot be. This is not truth. Well, and on the 25th of May, we're going to test you, Hatton. I mean, on the 25th of July. You may as well test me on the 25th of May. I don't anticipate, and I said the other day, I didn't really anticipate it would come off on the 25th of July, not as hard as it is being projected to slow it up, your arrival. And the typical arrival, the ETA, expected time of arrival, was originally in the millennia year. I think it will be closer to then. But what do I know? I would like, before I speak, to honor the Clay family. I hear from them all the time. They'll know whom I'm speaking of. And one called Betty Citron, and she has sent me some information of great importance that we will share later today. And her friend Rosa Johnson. These ones are from Georgia. I want to especially thank Patrick Bailey for being considerate, loving, and caring of us. And we neglect him. He and Susie Ward have been working diligently at getting some indexing done and have even sent some samples. I'm going to repeat, I hope that George is on top of this, because there's no point in 10 people doing the same 6 journals. So let us be careful that the gifting is not an overabundance on the few and nothing is done to the rest. But Patrick has, for his holiday gift to Dorma, he sent a flag. It's a tapestry, actually. And recently he sent another one. He had wanted them to have a matched pair because they are a shawl type of tapestry. Of course, no one is going to use them for that. They would be hung on the wall or as a table covering or something where they can be seen. Not only am I sharing this because I want to acknowledge appreciation for receiving it, but he also sent information where these can be obtained. And because America West has the title America West, he has sent George information where George could get these probably at a greater discount than the full price. If anybody's interested, you might want to talk to Sandy or George. I think we may as well move right into some questions. Anybody in this room want to ask one off the top before we get started? We're going to use a little bit different format today because there's some subjects I take up I want Dorma to hear rather than to sit here and speak. So we'll integrate it. Please. Well, that one's harder to answer.
That better? Commander, Teresa present. I've got a few questions here that my husband asked me to get answers for him. I've been reading some of your material to him, and he's been doing some work for EJ. First one is, as we approach the belt, is there a projection which may occur first? Darkness where the sun enters, or vice versa?
Am I on? I'm not on. Am I on?
Yes.
I anticipate you're going to experience both. And when we try to pin down what is apt to happen, I can give you a better outlook about that, say, after next week, when we see what kind of nullifying response your scientists get. At this point, yes, I could project that you will enter it and you will have light first. But if you have light first, you know that as the sun enters the system, you're going to also have to have darkness. So it would be almost easier for you ones, you see, if the sun would enter the belt first and go ahead and experience your darkness, and then you will just move into the light, and it will not be so shocking to you. But I'm going to remind you, in Barrow, Alaska, on Mother's Day, they entered 82 days of no darkness. It is not unusual even for your planet. So don't get too concerned about those changes of that magnitude. We're more concerned at this point with the radioactive belt. Go ahead, please.
Okay, his next question is, in the current attempt to reposition that, quote, communication satellite, unquote, to 23 miles above Earth. Also, this was on my mind as well. Does this exceed your acceptable limits for weapons? Also, it was reported that the satellite would achieve an elliptical orbit. I thought communication satellites were positioned in a fixed position relative to Earth.
It's hard for me to answer because it's not a communication satellite. If you look carefully at what they are showing you pictures of, they are only working with the very thrust systems that the Russians just brought to White Sands, New Mexico. What you're being shown on television is one of those systems. It is not a communication satellite. All of your communication satellites are in the air and functioning. That's why you have such wondrous computer communications. And if you pay attention to some of your documentaries, you're finding that the communications computer systems have absolutely changed your entire outlook, your entire projection into the future. Everything about your lifestyle is now completely controlled by computers. I want all of you to think back every now and then about 2001 Space Odyssey. It sounded ridiculous. it was projected as this computer becoming basically almost a thinking human. HAL kind of controlled everything. Well, other than HAL telling you the things that HAL told them, you are controlled. They've got you. Just by being born, you must enter at least 30 computer systems before you're birthed. When you start seeing your doctor, you immediately go on to computer systems, and that baby is going to be, quote, marked. It is just simply more sophisticated. And when you really want a dose of how bad it is, just let them run an error in through one system and you try to get it undone. One man and someone has loaned us a tape. I would assume that that could also be loaned to anyone else. It's called The Machine That Changed the World or something like that. And it refers to an elderly man. Granted, he was a musician, music writer. He was doing very well, only to get some checks returned marked deceased. And they were, I believe, electric checks, electricity, some kind of utility. And it took him 4 years just to get alive again before he could even get to the next system, like to Social Security, that already stopped his checks. And now you've got to prove yourself to be alive. And surprisingly enough, you ones who thought that you could solve your problems becoming sovereign citizens of a given state, you can't even prove you're alive if they have decided you are dead. So there's great and wondrous things in these computer systems, but there are also very destructive things in them. And total control. Now we talk about orbits. I would assume that you are correct, that a communication satellite should be a circle orbit and not elliptical. I haven't heard these projections because my attention has been focused on the fact that there isn't anything about a communication system involved. So whatever they're telling you is false anyway. Now, you mentioned 23 miles off the ground. I believe that must be a little bit of a misstatement. They've already got it out there, 230 miles.
I think he just left off the zero accidentally.
That's where they're working on it. They know that we're not going to touch it until they arm it. And we haven't decided whether we're going to touch it anyway, because already there are too many various and sundry earth resources involved with it. The Russians are toying with the idea of whether or not they should go ahead and take all of the ones out that were launched. It's just a whole grid work. And every time you run those kinds of thrust systems through your outer layers, you're wreaking havoc with your atmosphere and the systems that just simply function around your earth as radiant belts. We'll just have to wait and see for the next few days on that also. This is very new, what they're trying to do. It's very old in the planning, but it's very new. They can't make up their minds which way to go with it. So let's have the next question.
Okay. The last question of his is, can I achieve eye protection for my dog and children with multiple layers of processed orthofilm cut to fit and padded?
Of what kind of film, please?
Processed orthofilm. He's a photographer, commander, and he has a process that can block out light by a certain process. He can achieve a certain degree of darkness.
All right, I hear what he's saying. And yes, he probably could.
Okay, and he signed it, Your Servant, Richard.
Thank you.
I have also one question that has been really bothering me lately. It always has, but something I read recently has brought it back in place. Not in not recently have I noticed this, but in this life in the past, out in the common public, I have noticed it where I worked in the Washington, D.C. area. Society and man has instigated or attempt to instigate people to suppress, hide, get rid of, destroy, submerge any other thing they can think of, their feelings and their emotions, with the idea that they become more intelligent. I have a lot of mixed feelings on this. Also, what brought it back in play lately is I've been reading some book on extraterrestrials, and there was indications there that extraterrestrials have also attempted this because they consider it gives them a higher intelligence, and I question that. My question is, if people do attempt to control, submerge, and get rid of these feelings and emotions for greater intelligence, what happens to love? How are they, do they expect to give and receive love if they have no feelings and no emotions? This disturbs me very much. I just am not in harmony with this.
Well, but you're going to have to clarify what kind of emotions you're talking about and what is trying to be accomplished. Absolutely. The point is mind control. And, of course, where you see it the most is in the male of your species being trained from infancy on up not to express emotion or pain. Don't cry. Don't, you know, big men don't cry. Macho men just make a lot of babies and don't cry. And these sorts of things. Then you have the alternative of that that says, oh, well, you have to let it all hang out and drive all of your neighbors nuts. You won't get an ulcer, but they will. So there is a responsible maturity in handling emotion. Granted, you cannot expect to receive love until you can learn to give it. And yet, unless it has been, well, I would guess your shuttle's home.
Three or four yesterday and one today. I really got a lot of shuttles.
Well, yeah. But this one's the real thing. You can tell by its backup impact. Well, I believe we're doing pretty good then. The last I had heard, it was supposed to land in Kennedy. In fact, one may have landed there also.
Also, I have an extra lens for anybody. I got a pair of goggles over the weekend. I was able to find some for $10, and I found lenses, which I've been looking around. Usually the highest lens is number nine, and I was able to find a number 11. So I've achieved number 16 density. I have a number 11 lens extra for anybody that would like to try that method or is having difficulty finding the right density.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to go back to emotion. Now, there is great, great misunderstanding about what has happened. There has been full thrust ahead to brainwash man. I don't need to go into that right here. I also don't feel that there's something right or wrong about this microphone that is not as comfortable as last week. What is it, Oberly? I guess you don't know. we're going to get there with this equipment. There's a lot, you know, there are 14 pieces of equipment sitting all over the living room at their dwelling. And still, the wrong attachments, the wrong, it is incredible. I don't see how your world has ever functioned. I do not see how you manage to muddle through. And we can talk about emotion, and Dorma felt like laying down on the floor and simply refusing to come over here. Now that is immature, irrational, irresponsible emotion. That kind of emotion thrust out on everybody around you is not helpful to you in the long run, because everybody around you is so annoyed they're going to smash you. Everybody has trouble. I hear what you're saying about emotion, but the little sewing club or the little gardening club or the little golf clique, it is not male versus female or female versus male. It is true of everyone. If all you do is go and share your emotions and everybody gets out of control, you're not going really to feel better. You're going to feel embarrassed. This is like free love or open marriage. There has to be a stop line. There has to be a point beyond which you don't intrude. This is not the same thing as sharing your feelings one with another, or several of you getting together and sharing similar feelings. This is nurturing, loving, and healing. But just so you don't have to bottle up some responsibility and you just shoot everybody so that you don't have to bear it, that's irresponsibility, and I am never in favor of it. The point is to grow into maturity, handling feelings properly, sharing what is reasonable to share, and keeping your mouth shut about things that you shouldn't share. And a lot of those things that you should keep to yourself, you can't wait to get out and tell, because those are secrets. And this somehow, I'm on the inside, I have the secret, so I want to share it with you. So they're all a plethora of emotions. And expression of those emotions have to have guidelines. And if those guidelines intrude, if the actual expression intrudes into that which is another's, then that's not right. So always you're going to have to use your old Ten Commandments and do unto others. You could get through your entire life if you just followed those 11 things, starting with the 11th one. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. And if you would really like to take in and share their burden, then and only then can you expect them to share yours. I don't want to get mushy about it, but I feel that that's the only way that there can be balance. And one's very frequently wanting to share their feelings, dominate the conversation, and they could care less about the other person's. So all I suggest is that we be cautious. And if we give or send out, we should be also prepared to receive. This is what's wrong with most of you as far as suppression of emotions. You can even give love. You don't know what to do with it when it comes back to you. You're embarrassed by it. And you hang your head, and if someone tells you, you look lovely today, you will give me 13 reasons why you don't. Which insults me, because I chose to think you look beautiful. So think about it. Think about it. There's modesty, and there is almost an insulting approach to the speaker. Be careful that you don't close the door to the sharing, because that's what's happened. Everyone has slammed the door shut. And until we break down those doors, we have to be a little careful how we approach the doors. I think we're going to run over into slop over on these questions, just judging from the ones on the photon belt. So maybe we'll just go down the list of questions right rapidly that have been written in, and then what's not answered we can go back and consider.
Sir.
Yes.
Hello? Is it working? Okay. Sir, on emotions, one other thing. I was at the apartment watching TV, the news, all day. And all it is bombardment of what happened in L.A., all these people with their guns are selling more guns now. People are, you know, they're selling these fear tactics. What's coming on? Are they panicking because certain things aren't working quite to their liking? And
oh,
so
no. It's working exactly to their liking. This is the plan. They have to keep this going. And the only way they can keep it going is through the media.
Boy, media is doing a real number out
there. Oh, they are doing an absolutely superb job.
And people seems to be buying it. At least it's what the media is showing anyway.
They're not only buying it, but they're getting bored with it. And it's a way to cause unrest. You've got to have unrest if you're going to take this world. You've got it all over the East Bloc nations. Even your blue helmets can't go in there. Your blue turbans, they're having to get out. You see, freedom is not selling according to the way they're passing it out.
What's with this, the Crips and the Bloods getting together? Is it just they make it show like they're going to raid us for friends and this and that? But
oh, I think it's very true. These are youngsters, and they got blamed. They got blamed.
So does that mean now they're going to get together and get back at the ones that were selling them short?
I believe that probably you'll have a little period of time here where they will be fine people.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you.
I don't think they have any wish to get even with as such until the media, until it's churned up again. They saw what happened.
This come through all right. Hear me back there? My position here is not quite as good as if I were farther out. Is that okay? All right, thank you. These are the questions for the meeting. It says, please make a comment regarding the use of iodine. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, formerly called the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, reports that 3 ounces of kelp a week or 2 tabs of alginate supplements a day prevent the absorption of strontium 90. Also, please comment on Lugol's solution, etc.
All right. Lugol's solution is basic iodine solution. I believe that you're going to find, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think probably Lugol's solution you can only get now through prescription. For ones receiving this message, I certainly do recommend that you have iodine, proper iodine on hand, because yes, it does counter heavy metals and other types of toxic substance. And all ones moving into any of these possibilities of radioactive fallout really must have it. And I think if you check with other ones who have it or are in the health food industry or up on anything that is not just blanket media projection, you'd be able to find out where to get it. Most of your survival facilities and stores will have it or tell you where you can get it. I will say that I would get it. I would put it aside because they will, as soon as they can, take it off the market if already it hasn't happened.
Okay,
I had purchased it a couple years ago for backpack survival equipment. But now when I go to get it, it's a combination. They've mixed it with something else.
Well, the ones early on in this group, and I'm going to use the term group here because you were the first ones that gathered. Don and Ellen were able to get it. I believe that John Schreffer, there were many who ordered from the same resource. Patricia would know, Ellen would know. So I think that we have resource in here. And probably through Ellen and the survival resource store, the survival store here, you would be able to get some information. And Don has sent me a very warm and loving note that I would like to respond to here. He has offered to anyone in the group or any ones who would like to gather. He is practiced in meditation. And ones always are coming forth, even with whatever tapes we're giving, still wanting to share, still wanting to know, well, how do I get relaxed? How do I get into meditation? And while we are so bombarded, we could give you a self-hypnosis course. But time limits us. And all it is relaxation and a setting aside of the consciousness to allow that higher energy and higher knowing to enter. And if he would be kind enough to offer this, I would most certainly recommend it. If nothing else, you'll get a good afternoon or evening's rest. And after all, if you be quiet for a little while, you may hear something. You live in a world of noise, pollution. You must come to rest, literal rest. And you must quiet in order to hear. You cannot hear and speak at once. Please, Oberly, go on.
What is the minimum protection available for humans against the probability of X-ray radiation, which you mentioned will or may occur while entering the photon belt? You stated we will feel the impact of this in 1993. So, we have only 1 year to prepare?
I can't pin that down. I'm not going to pin that down. Protection. You could go out and get metallic jackets. All of this. How about a bulletproof vest? That might help slow it up, for instance. But you can't live like that. Know that if the radioactive belt is not ignited, that you should not get such a massive dose of X-ray as to be of permanent damage. As far as the particles, they will be reflected and refracted, actually, by white or light-colored clothing. Any kind of heat and other substance is going to be absorbed into the darker clothing. And you have to put it apparently right in our mouth.
Okay. I was talking to John Heck this week, and he said that he's going to get us the information on the radiation suits. He doesn't think they're too expensive, but there is a company that makes those. So we may, when I get that, pass it through.
Well, this is why I tell you to get inside and stay inside. This is not a time when you need to spend 3 days out running around. And this is why my hope would be that you'd march right into the darkness, because that's going to park you somewhere and you won't be out running around. But this should not, it's going to change the rest of your world. It should not destroy it. Reasonable care. Reasonable care that you would use in any other kind of a survival situation. What you ones don't seem to remember is that your own government every 2 years updates, brings current a survival in atomic fallout, in atomic war, radiation survival, right down to storing your newspapers and wrapping yourself in newsprint. So use the resources available. Don't plan just to come and have Hatton tell you what to do. That's not my mission here. My mission is to tell you what's coming, get you right with information so that you can make it home to God. And I'm not here just to tell you what kind of shoes to wear on your little toadies. I love your little toadies, but you're on your own. Now, all of that information is available. What would be nice is, well, I believe it's already been done. Rick has done some extremely good things that have been ready and available to be offered for ones for survival. And ones, I suppose, that I don't know where you go to the Atomic or Nuclear Energy Commission for the information on survival or NASA. I'm not sure, but I know that we can find that information where you can get it from the government. Exactly how to survive. Well, I've given you a book, too. All you have to do is go read the survival book or Arthur Robinson. But what we're talking about here are some other resources if that isn't sufficient. But I'm telling you, that is more than adequately sufficient. This is not something that you go jump in a dungeon unless you have one handy. And sometimes these survival facilities are harder on one than if you just take some precaution in your own dwelling. You know, you could go jump in what we call the dungeon. And yes, you might survive, but you're not going to be able to run a generator to pump air and a few of these other things, because through that null time, you're not going to be able to have electricity. So you're better off in your own kitchen with a hot plate that will burn from butane. And a lamp or two, you know, with kerosene, and sit it out.
Next question. What is the cause and or purpose of the photon belt?
This was a beloved one who got this information, and he stayed up all night. He stayed up all day, and he wanted to be the first to get here with questions, and I think he did it. And part of it is just total eagerness to discuss it. It is such apparently a new concept. And I will be honest, this is one that really slipped up on Hatton. I did not think of it as being as big and new. I thought, quite frankly, that it had made it through every New Age groupie on your globe. It had come out of Australia 2 or 3 times and made the circle. So I had once 3 people this last 2 days ago. One from England, one from Holland, and one from Germany. And they had been comrades over entertainment. One is a journalist, one is an entertainer, a music writer, perhaps, or music, something to do with music. He was from England, and they came here to visit with George. Well, it didn't take very long to understand that their full understanding, as George put it, of all the journals, and they wanted to take them to Europe, and they wanted to spread the word. It took me exactly 30 seconds to make them realize they knew nothing, and they had not studied the journals. And by the way, I monitored those tapes myself to see if I had misspoken on any subject or made the error of calling names that would impact these ones on the tape. I would guess for anyone just coming into information and finding it very hard to believe this, because I was pressed. I mean pressed. You were launching rockets. And so I met with them. And we got right down and dirty. Now, I'm telling you, if you want some information, get those tapes. Write to Daylene and get those tapes. Because we went from subject to subject, from the Holocaust to God to whatever they needed to talk about, to doing business, to why are you interested in money? And when I said I wasn't, well, then I should be. You know, I should just send it. And why in the world isn't this word out everywhere? Well, that's your problem, not mine. So this is something that we of the higher command always get. Well, why don't you do this? Don't you fix that?
Excuse me,
no,
Commander.
Thank you.
Commander, please excuse me. We have to stop. Turn the tape.
Salu. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming, Heton, in light. Blessings upon you ones. I don't usually like to start with such religious hocus pocus as what is given to you from the pulpits, because it lacks sincerity in its reproduction. But I want you to know that you are blessed. And in my sight, you are more blessed than anybody else. We have a mammoth job to be done. It's getting done. I welcome you ones who would come and join with us in this place. I want Brent and Teresa to know that I'm honored and I'm pleased to have you home. I want Ed to know how much we appreciate having him here. Boxes and all. And just as soon as you're moved in and settled, please ask me to come visit.
By all means.
Not before. You've tried that on me before. Why don't you just take these? And I said, you know where to put them. I'd like to mention a few things before we get into any questions and answers this day. And then, of course, the floor will be open. Please, because the quality of the tapes apparently is so much better for those ones who can't be with us. And it's perfectly fine if ones cannot be with us. It's a little bit different if you just don't want to bother to come over on an afternoon, because these are the times that we can share information of current and necessary input. All of you should be questioning what happened 2 days ago. I wanted to let you know that you're not out of the woods yet with that satellite they're playing with. They didn't launch the satellite, precious ones, until day before yesterday. And simultaneously, they launched, I would guess, some 23 others from various parts around the globe at the same basic rendezvous point, so that the cosmospheres would be unable to discern which one is the one they really needed to take out. They have put the instrument, which I call the instrument of death, into an orbit where computerized triggering can be had. And it will be put on into a higher orbit in a day or so. They're hoping to make their big splash today. I guess it's splashdown. we won't pay too much attention to it. It is amazing to me that you can sing the Star Spangled Banner and change your costume 8 times in a tiny space, and you cannot yet stand up without flying around the room. This is part of the lie. Why would you go into space when you can do all these wondrous things on the ground much better? It isn't just to strip you of billions of dollars. It's to achieve ends that will destroy your world as you know it. This is serious time. Very, very serious time. If, in fact, the efforts of these multiple systems that they have put up simultaneously, probably these all will not be taken out because they are going to be set to release a power surge against the photon belt. I, for one, hope it works. We need more time. I don't know how to convince you of the seriousness. Most of the ones listening are already serious enough about it. And what would you do other than what you're doing? Well, you're going to keep those glasses handy because if they ignite the radioactive belt, it's going to hurt your eyes. The other may or may not damage, depending on how you handle it. And of course, the uppermost thing in our mind is what will happen with those photons and that entire belt. You see, ones don't seem to truly get a picture even after you read it, even after you question it, even after you interrogate me. It is a part of the orbiting system of Pleiades. The entire mammoth structure of Pleiades, or the central sun, goes through this photon belt, depending on the area or the closeness to Alcyon of the orbit of the system, depends on how many years. And then, of course, when you get into the inner system, there is only light all the time, forever. So we have an interesting set of occurrences coming up. Everybody wants new information from Hatton, and when you get it, nobody can handle it. That cannot be. This is not truth. Well, and on the 25th of May, we're going to test you, Hatton. I mean, on the 25th of July. You may as well test me on the 25th of May. I don't anticipate, and I said the other day, I didn't really anticipate it would come off on the 25th of July, not as hard as it is being projected to slow it up. Your arrival. And the typical arrival, the ETA, expected time of arrival, was originally in the millennia year. I think it will be closer to then. But what do I know? I would like, before I speak, to honor the Clay family. I hear from them all the time. They'll know whom I'm speaking of. And one called Betty Citron, and she has sent me some information of great importance that we will share later today, and her friend Rosa Johnson. These ones are from Georgia. I want to especially thank Patrick Bailey for being considerate, loving, and caring of us. And we neglect him. He and Susie Ward have been working diligently at getting some indexing done and have even sent some samples. I'm going to repeat, I hope that George is on top of this, because there's no point in 10 people doing the same 6 journals. So let us be careful that the gifting is not an overabundance on the few and nothing is done to the rest. But Patrick has, for his holiday gift to Dorma, he sent a flag. It's a tapestry, actually. And recently he sent another one. He had wanted them to have a matched pair because they are a shawl type of tapestry. Of course, no one is going to use them for that. They would be hung on the wall or as a table covering or something where they can be seen. Not only am I sharing this because I want to acknowledge appreciation for receiving it, but he also sent information where these can be obtained. And because America West has the title America West, he has sent George information where George could get these, probably at a greater discount than the full price. If anybody's interested, you might want to talk to Sandy or George. I think we may as well move right into some questions. Anybody in this room want to ask one off the top before we get started? We're going to use a little bit different format today because there's some subjects I take up I want Dorma to hear rather than to sit here and speak. So we'll integrate it. Please. Well, that one's harder to answer.
That better? Commander, Teresa present. I've got a few questions here that my husband asked me to get answers for him. I've been reading some of your material to him, and he's been doing some work for EJ. First one is, as we approach the belt, is there a projection which may occur first? Darkness where the sun enters, or vice versa?
Am I on? I'm not on. Am I on?
Yes.
I anticipate you're going to experience both. And when we try to pin down what is apt to happen, I can give you a better outlook about that, say, after next week, when we see what kind of nullifying response your scientists get. At this point, yes, I could project that you will enter it and you will have light first. But if you have light first, you know that as the sun enters the system, you're going to also have to have darkness. So it would be almost easier for you ones, you see, if the sun would enter the belt first and go ahead and experience your darkness, and then you will just move into the light. And it will not be so shocking to you. But I'm going to remind you, in Barrow, Alaska, on Mother's Day, they entered 82 days of no darkness. It is not unusual even for your planet. So don't get too concerned about those changes of that magnitude. We're more concerned at this point with the radioactive belt. Go ahead, please.
Okay, his next question is, in the current attempt to reposition that, quote, communication satellite, unquote, to 23 miles above Earth. Also, this was on my mind as well. Does this exceed your acceptable limits for weapons? Also, it was reported that the satellite would achieve an elliptical orbit. I thought communication satellites were positioned in a fixed position relative to Earth.
It's hard for me to answer because it's not a communication satellite. If you look carefully at what they are showing you pictures of, they are only working with the very thrust systems that the Russians just brought to White Sands, New Mexico. what you're being shown on television is one of those systems. It is not a communication satellite. All of your communication satellites are in the air and functioning. That's why you have such wondrous computer communications. And if you pay attention to some of your documentaries, you're finding that the communications computer systems have absolutely changed your entire outlook, your entire projection into the future. Everything about your lifestyle is now completely controlled by computers. I want all of you to think back every now and then about 2001 Space Odyssey. It sounded ridiculous. It was projected as this computer becoming basically almost a thinking human. HAL kind of controlled everything. Well, other than HAL telling you the things that HAL told them, you are controlled. They've got you. Just by being born, you must enter at least 30 computer systems before you're birthed. When you start seeing your doctor, you immediately go on to computer systems, and that baby is going to be, quote, marked. It is just simply more sophisticated. And when you really want a dose of how bad it is, just let them run an error in through one system and you try to get it undone. One man and someone has loaned us a tape. I would assume that that could also be loaned to anyone else. It's called The Machine That Changed the World or something like that. And it refers to an elderly man. Granted, he was a musician, music writer. He was doing very well, only to get some checks returned marked deceased. And they were, I believe, electric checks, electricity, some kind of utility. And it took him 4 years just to get alive again before he could even get to the next system, like to Social Security, that already stopped his checks. And now you've got to prove yourself to be alive. And surprisingly enough, you ones who thought that you could solve your problems becoming sovereign citizens of a given state, you can't even prove you're alive if they have decided you are dead. So there's great and wondrous things in these computer systems, but there are also very destructive things in them and total control. Now, we talk about orbits. I would assume that you are correct, that a communication satellite should be a circle orbit and not elliptical. I haven't heard these projections because my attention has been focused on the fact that there isn't anything about a communication system involved. So whatever they're telling you is false anyway. Now, you mentioned 23 miles off the ground. I believe that must be a little bit of a misstatement. They've already got it out there 230 miles.
I think he just left off the zero accidentally.
That's where they're working on it. They know that we're not going to touch it until they arm it. And we haven't decided whether we're going to touch it anyway, because already there are too many various and sundry earth resources involved with it. The Russians are toying with the idea of whether or not they should go ahead and take all of the ones out that were launched. It's just a whole grid work. And every time you run those kinds of thrust systems through your outer layers, you're wreaking havoc with your atmosphere and the systems that just simply function around your Earth as radiant belts. We'll just have to wait and see for the next few days on that also. This is very new, what they're trying to do. It's very old in the planning, but it's very new. They can't make up their minds which way to go with it. So let's have the next question.
Okay. The last question of his is, can I achieve eye protection for my dog and children with multiple layers of processed orthofilm cut to fit and padded?
Of what kind of film, please?
Processed orthofilm. He's a photographer, commander, and he has a process that can block out light by a certain process. He can achieve a certain degree of darkness.
All right, I hear what he's saying. And yes, he probably could.
Okay, and he signed it, your servant, Richard.
Thank you.
I have also one question that has been really bothering me lately. It always has, but something I read recently has brought it back in place. Not in not recently have I noticed this, but in this life in the past, out in the common public, I have noticed it where I worked in the Washington, D.C. area. Society and man has instigated or attempt to instigate people to suppress, hide, get rid of, destroy, submerge any other thing they can think of, their feelings and their emotions, with the idea that they become more intelligent. I have a lot of mixed feelings on this. Also, what brought it back in play lately is I've been reading some book on extraterrestrials, and there was indications there that extraterrestrials have also attempted this because they consider it gives them a higher intelligence, and I question that. My question is, if people do attempt to control, submerge, and get rid of these feelings and emotions for greater intelligence, what happens to love? How are they, do they expect to give and receive love if they have no feelings and no emotions? This disturbs me very much. I just am not in harmony with this.
Well, but you're going to have to clarify what kind of emotions you're talking about and what is trying to be accomplished. Absolutely. The point is mind control. And, of course, where you see it the most is in the male of your species being trained from infancy on up not to express emotion or pain. Don't cry. Don't, you know, big men don't cry. Macho men just make a lot of babies and don't cry. And these sorts of things. Then you have the alternative of that that says, oh, well, you have to let it all hang out and drive all of your neighbors nuts. You won't get an ulcer, but they will. So there is a responsible maturity in handling emotion. Granted, you cannot expect to receive love until you can learn to give it. And yet, unless it has been, well, I would guess your shuttle's home.
Three or four yesterday and one today. I really got a lot of shuttles.
Well, yeah. But this one's the real thing. You can tell by its backup impact. Well, I believe we're doing pretty good then. The last I had heard, it was supposed to land in Kennedy. In fact, one may have landed there also.
Also, I have an extra lens for anybody. I got a pair of goggles over the weekend. I was able to find some for $10, and I found lenses, which I've been looking around. Usually the highest lens is 9, a number 9, and I was able to find a number 11. So I got now I've achieved number 16 density. I have a number 11 lens extra for anybody that would like to try that method or is having difficulty finding the right density.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to go back to emotion. Now, there is great misunderstanding about what has happened. There has been full thrust ahead to brainwash man. I don't need to go into that right here. I also don't feel that there's something right or wrong about this microphone that is not as comfortable as last week. What is it, Oberly? I guess you don't know. We're going to get there with this equipment. There's a lot, you know, there are 14 pieces of equipment sitting all over the living room at their dwelling. And still, the wrong attachments, it is incredible. I don't see how your world has ever functioned. I do not see how you manage to muddle through. And we can talk about emotion, and Dorma felt like laying down on the floor and simply refusing to come over here. Now that is immature, irrational, irresponsible emotion. That kind of emotion thrust out on everybody around you is not helpful to you in the long run because everybody around you is so annoyed they're going to smash you. Everybody has trouble. I hear what you're saying about emotion, but the little sewing club or the little gardening club or the little golf clique, it is not male versus female or female versus male. It is true of everyone. If all you do is go and share your emotions and everybody gets out of control, you're not going really to feel better. You're going to feel embarrassed. This is like free love or open marriage. There has to be a stop line. There has to be a point beyond which you don't intrude. This is not the same thing as sharing your feelings one with another or several of you getting together and sharing similar feelings. This is nurturing, loving, and healing. But just so you don't have to bottle up some responsibility and you just shoot everybody so that you don't have to bear it, that's irresponsibility, and I am never in favor of it. The point is to grow into maturity, handling feelings properly, sharing what is reasonable to share, and keeping your mouth shut about things that you shouldn't share. And a lot of those things that you should keep to yourself, you can't wait to get out and tell because those are secrets. And this somehow, I'm on the inside, I have the secret, so I want to share it with you. So they're all a plethora of emotions. And expression of those emotions have to have guidelines. And if those guidelines intrude, if the actual expression intrudes into that which is another's, then that's not right. So always you're going to have to use your old Ten Commandments and do unto others. You could get through your entire life if you just followed those 11 things. Starting with the 11th one, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. And if you would really like to take in and share their burden, then and only then can you expect them to share yours. I don't want to get mushy about it, but I feel that that's the only way that there can be balance. And one's very frequently wanting to share their feelings dominate the conversation, and they could care less about the other person's. So all I suggest is that we be cautious. And if we give or send out, we should be also prepared to receive. This is what's wrong with most of you as far as suppression of emotions. You can even give love. You don't know what to do with it when it comes back to you. You're embarrassed by it. And you hang your head, and if someone tells you, you look lovely today, you will give me 13 reasons why you don't, which insults me because I chose to think you look beautiful. So think about it. Think about it. There's modesty, and there is almost an insulting approach to the speaker. Be careful that you don't close the door to the sharing, because that's what's happened. Everyone has slammed the door shut. And until we break down those doors, we have to be a little careful how we approach the doors. I think we're going to run over into slop over on these questions, just judging from the ones on the photon belt. So maybe we'll just go down the list of questions right rapidly that have been written in, and then what's not answered, we can go back and consider.
Sir.
Yes.
Hello? Is it working? Okay. Sir, on emotions, one other thing. I was at the apartment watching TV, the news, all day. And all it is bombardment of what happened in L.A., all these people with their guns are selling more guns now. People are, you know, they're selling this fear tactics. What's coming on? Are they panicking because certain things aren't working quite to their liking? And
oh,
so
no. It's working exactly to their liking. This is the plan. They have to keep this going. And the only way they can keep it going is through the media.
Boy, media is doing a real number out
there. Oh, they are doing an absolutely superb job.
And people seems to be buying it. At least that's what the media is showing anyway.
Well, they're not only buying it, but they're getting bored with it. And it's a way to cause unrest. You've got to have unrest if you're going to take this world. You've got it all over the East Bloc nations. Even your blue helmets can't go in there. Your blue turbans. They're having to get out. You see, freedom is not selling according to the way they're passing it out.
What's with this, the Crips and the Bloods getting together? Is it just, they make it show like they're going to rate us for friends and this and that, but...
Oh, I think it's very true. These are youngsters, and they got blamed. They got blamed.
So does that mean now they're going to get together and get back at the ones that were selling them short?
I believe that probably you'll have a little period of time here where they will be fine people.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you.
I don't think they have any wish to get even with as such until the media, until it's churned up again. They saw what happened.
This come through all right. Hear me back there? My position here is not quite as good as if I were farther out. Is that okay? All right, thank you. These are the questions for the meeting. It says, please make a comment regarding the use of iodine. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, formerly called the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, reports that 3 ounces of kelp a week or 2 tabs of alginate supplements a day prevent the absorption of strontium-90. Also, please comment on Lugol's solution, etc.
All right. Lugol's solution is basic iodine solution. I believe that you're going to find, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think probably Lugol's solution you can only get now through prescription. For ones receiving this message, I certainly do recommend that you have iodine proper iodine on hand, because yes, it does counter heavy metals and other types of toxic substance, and all ones moving into any of these possibilities of radioactive fallout really must have it. And I think if you check with other ones who have it or are in the health food industry or up on anything that is not just blanket media projection, you'd be able to find out where to get it. Most of your survival facilities and stores will have it or tell you where you can get it. I will say that I would get it. I would put it aside, because they will, as soon as they can, take it off the market, if already it hasn't happened.
I had purchased it a couple years ago for backpack survival equipment. But now when I go to get it, it's a combination. They've mixed it with something else.
Well, the ones early on in this group, and I'm going to use the term group here because you were the first ones that gathered, Don and Ellen were able to get it. I believe that John Schreffer, there were many who ordered from the same resource. Patricia would know, Ellen would know. So I think that we have resource in here. And probably through Ellen and the Survival Resource Store, the Survival Store here, you would be able to get some information. And Don has sent me a very warm and loving note that I would like to respond to here. He has offered to anyone in the group or any ones who would like to gather. He is practiced in meditation, and once always are coming forth, even with whatever tapes we're giving, still wanting to share, still wanting to know, well, how do I get relaxed? How do I get into meditation? And while we are so bombarded, we could give you a self-hypnosis course, but time limits us, and all it is relaxation and a setting aside of the consciousness to allow that higher energy and higher knowing to enter. And if he would be kind enough to offer this, I would most certainly recommend it. If nothing else, you'll get a good afternoon or evening's rest. And after all, if you be quiet for a little while, you may hear something. You live in a world of noise, pollution. You must come to rest, literal rest. And you must quiet in order to hear. You cannot hear and speak at once. Please, Oberly, go on.
What is the minimum protection available for humans against the probability of X-ray radiation, which you mentioned will or may occur while entering the photon belt? You stated we will feel the impact of this in 1993. So, we have only 1 year to prepare?
I can't pin that down. I'm not going to pin that down. Protection, you could go out and get metallic jackets, all of this. How about a bulletproof vest? That might help slow it up, for instance, but you can't live like that. Know that if the radioactive belt is not ignited, that you should not get such a massive dose of X-ray as to be of permanent damage. As far as the particles, they will be reflected and refracted, actually, by white or light-colored clothing. Any kind of heat and other substance is going to be absorbed into the darker clothing.
You mentioned something. I was talking about
And you have to put it apparently right in our mouth.
Okay. I was talking to John Heck this week, and he said that there is, he's going to get us the information on the radiation suits. He doesn't think they're too expensive, but there is a company that makes those. So we may, when I get that, pass it through.
Well, this is why I tell you to get inside and stay inside. This is not a time when you need to spend 3 days out running around. And this is why my hope would be that you'd march right into the darkness, because that's going to park you somewhere and you won't be out running around. But this should not, it's going to change the rest of your world. It should not destroy it. Reasonable care. Reasonable care that you would use in any other kind of a survival situation. What you ones don't seem to remember is that your own government every 2 years updates, brings current a survival in atomic fallout, in atomic war, radiation survival, right down to storing your newspapers and wrapping yourself in newsprint. So use the resources available. Don't plan just to come and have Hatton tell you what to do. That's not my mission here. My mission is to tell you what's coming, get you right with information so that you can make it home to God. And I'm not here just to tell you what kind of shoes to wear on your little toadies. I love your little toadies, but you're on your own. Now, all of that information is available. What would be nice is, well, I believe it's already been done. Rick has done some extremely good things that have been ready and available to be offered for ones for survival. And ones, I suppose that, I don't know where you go to the Atomic or Nuclear Energy Commission for the information on survival, or NASA. I'm not sure, but I know that we can find that information where you can get it from the government. Exactly how to survive. Well, I've given you a book, too. All you have to do is go read the survival book or Arthur Robinson. But what we're talking about here are some other resources, if that isn't sufficient. But I'm telling you, that is more than adequately sufficient. This is not something that you go jump in a dungeon unless you have one handy. And sometimes these survival facilities are harder on one than if you just take some precaution in your own dwelling. You know, you could go jump in what we call the dungeon. And yes, you might survive, but you're not going to be able to run a generator to pump air and a few of these other things, because through that null time, you're not going to be able to have electricity. So you're better off in your own kitchen with a hot plate that will burn from butane. And a lamp or two, you know, with kerosene. And sit it out.
Next question. What is the cause and or purpose of the photon belt?
This was a beloved one who got this information, and he stayed up all night. He stayed up all day, and he wanted to be the first to get here with questions, and I think he did it. And part of it is just total, total eagerness to discuss it. It is such apparently a new concept. And I will be honest, this is one that really slipped up on Hatton. I did not think of it as being as big and new. I thought, quite frankly, that it had made it through every New Age groupie on your globe. It had come out of Australia 2 or 3 times and made the circle. So I had once 3 people this last 2 days ago. One from England, one from Holland, and one from Germany. And they had been comrades over, I think, over entertainment. One is a journalist, one is an entertainer, a music writer, perhaps, or music, something to do with music. He was from England, and they came here to visit with George. Well, it didn't take very long to understand that their full understanding, as George put it, of all the journals, and they wanted to take them to Europe, and they wanted to spread the word. It took me exactly 30 seconds to make them realize they knew nothing, and they had not studied the journals. And by the way, I monitored those tapes myself to see if I had misspoken on any subject or made the error of calling names that would impact these ones on the tape. I would guess for anyone just coming into information and finding it very hard to believe this, because I was pressed. I mean pressed. You were launching rockets. And so I met with them. And we got right down and dirty. Now, I'm telling you, if you want some information, get those tapes. Write to Daylene and get those tapes. Because we went from subject to subject, from the Holocaust to God to whatever they needed to talk about, to doing business, to why are you interested in money? And when I said I wasn't, well, then I should be. You know, I should just send it. And why in the world isn't this word out everywhere? Well, that's your problem, not mine. So this is something that we of the higher command always get. Well, why don't you do this? Don't you fix that?
Excuse me,
no,
Commander.
Thank you.
Commander, please excuse me. We have to stop. Turn the tape.